It's Monday, the 15th of June, 2015. I'm Ruth, also known as R2UK, and this is my audio blog. I'm playing catch-up with my Audiomo posts, talking about my daily photos, which I post every day. I'm recording my Audiomo Day 14 entry now. And today I'm going to talk a bit more about my son and his weekend. Because in my previous recording, my Audiomo Day 13 recording, I talked about my daughter and her ballet show and all the racing around we've been doing for her this weekend. Today I'm going to talk about my son, and my chosen photo for the day is him fast asleep in his car seat, which just reflects the tiring weekend that he's had. So, mentioned before, this weekend was my daughter's ballet show and my performance, so we were running around like loons. My son David had his own social life. He was invited to a birthday party on Saturday afternoon by one of his school friends, which he was very excited about. He's still at the stage, you know, he's in reception year now, and you know, he hasn't really been to that many parties. He's been to a few, but parties are still a big deal for him. So he was very excited about this. One of his school friends had a party at the local leisure centre, so there were activities, bouncy castle, cars and bikes and things to ride, and then party tea and some dancing and games were then organised. So he had a great time. Now, I mentioned in my previous audio booth that there had been a shortage of tickets for my daughter's ballet show, and when I came to book our seats, the only performance that had availability was the Saturday evening show, which started at 7:30. And given that I was out then anyway, I had to book tickets for John and David to go and watch the show, because otherwise John wouldn't get to see the show. So, and at the time I thought, oh, this is a bit of a, this is going to be a bit of a push trying to keep David awake, you know, because it's basically starting at bedtime. We start bedtime at 7 o'clock, so you know it's a push to try and get him out to do something in the evening. But I thought, well, maybe if there's dancing to watch and things going on as a one-off, we might be able to cope with it. As I mentioned before in my previous recording, I got a return ticket for the afternoon show and ended up in a seat fairly close to the ones that I'd booked for John and David. And unfortunately, the venue was not brilliant. It's the one bit of the show that was a shame, I think. The whole production otherwise was fantastic. But the venue, I mentioned before, was in the local high school theatre, I think it is. And the room was set up a bit like a theatre, but it didn't have a raised stage. So there was a curtained area at one end of the hall, but it was the same level as the floor level. So, curtained area at the front where the performers would perform. And then there were maybe 9 or 10, perhaps slightly more, rows of just standard chairs on the floor. And then more than halfway back from the stage, there was a raked area where there was raised seating. And I was sitting right at the back of the flat area where the chairs were. Now, chairs on a flat area, very small performers doing ballet where you really want to be watching their feet, didn't work very well. And actually most of my view for the afternoon was just about seeing the top of the performers' heads. And it was obvious that other parents were having problems seeing as well, because we ended up doing a bit of a shuffle where the parents whose children were in the next dance would get up in the break between the dances and go and stand at the sides of the hall so they could see their child perform, and then move back and sit down again so the parents of the children in the next dance could stand up. So it was not an ideal venue. And I got a bit concerned that I would be taking, you know, John would be taking David in the evening and he would be tired and grumpy anyway and then be unable to see anything. And I thought, I'm not sure this is the right thing to do. You know, I want him to watch his sister perform, but I'm not sure it's the right circumstances for him to do that. And thankfully there were video cameras around. The dance school are producing a professional DVD of the show, So I'm hoping we'll actually be able to see better on the DVD than we could in the auditorium. Thankfully, the parents of Catherine's best friend, who have a son who is David's age and David is friendly with, David's not really old enough to have a best friend yet, but he's good friends with Catherine's best friend's little brother. Oh, it's very convoluted. But anyway, the parents of Catherine's best friends have three children who were all in the ballet show, but her little brother wasn't in the evening performance. The very little ones only did the matinee shows. So they very kindly said, well, if we wanted to drop David off at their house, you know, they would have him because they would have their son at home anyway. So they were happy to look after him for us, and they would, you know, get us out of a hole if we needed to be out of a hole. So we were very grateful for that, very thankful for that. And I went home after the show and talked to John and explained what the auditorium was like and what my concerns were. And he agreed with me that the best thing to do was to not take David. So we dropped David at his friend's house, and they very kindly had him for a sleepover. And don't get me started on his sister's reaction when she discovered that her little brother was having a sleepover with her best friend and she wasn't. She was not happy. We may need to make out for that at some point. But anyway, so David didn't have as late a night as he perhaps might have done if he'd actually gone to see the show, but he still had a later night than usual, because obviously when you've got two small boys having a sleepover, there is talk and there is playing and there is not as much sleeping done as he might perhaps like. So he was later to bed and he was awake quite early. So with the excitement of a party and a sleepover and not as much sleep as usual, he was quite a tired boy. And we actually ended up, we went to see my mother-in-law, who is still in hospital recovering from a broken leg, or broken hip. I always get that wrong. Yeah, she broke her hip anyway. So she's recuperating in hospital at the moment. And so we took the opportunity while Catherine was in her show yesterday afternoon to, the rest of us went to visit Grandma. So David came along to the hospital with us and we saw Grandma. And then we drove to the ballet show to collect Catherine at the end. And in the car, David, obviously very tired after his very exciting weekend, just conked out completely. And he fell asleep in the car on the way back from the hospital. He slept in the car whilst I went into the theatre to watch the last couple of dances and then collect Catherine at the end. He slept all the way back to our house. And then he woke up, and then we had some tea and a little bit of television, and then we went to bed and he went straight back off to sleep again. So he was a very tired boy after his very exciting weekend. So my daily photo today is him fast asleep in his car seat. This was when we were parked up outside the theatre and I left him in the car with John whilst I went in to get Catherine after her show. So that's my day 14 audio-mo. I think I'm now all caught up. Woohoo! And hopefully life will be a little bit less hectic for a few weeks at least. So I will be carrying on taking my daily photos and telling you all about them as we go on from here. So thank you very much for listening, and I will talk to you again soon. Bye for now.